You are in tune to Eats, Beats, and Rhymes, and I have a question for you. What if we took two of your favorite West Coast slash MC slash producers, iconic legends, and put them in a five-round battle to answer the overall question at the end of the night, who do you got? And I told you that those two people participating were none other than Warren G with his debut project, Regulate, G-Funk Era, going up against DJ Quicks. Quick is the name. Would you stick around to find out the results? Find out tonight. Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. Make some noise for tonight's battle. Make some noise. Yeah, man. Again, welcome back to another episode of Who Do You Got? Brought to you by Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. I am your host, Yo Jules DJ. I'm stuttering on myself. I'm so excited about tonight. Got my Vato Lokes on. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to get it going tonight. Listen, it's an interesting night. We've had a lot of people mention this in-house and out, how we need to be doing some more West Coast stuff. So again, there's gonna be some more episodes dropping off of different regions and stuff like that. You know, so we had to keep it home base for the most part in the beginning, but we are down to expand our hip hop palettes all over the country and maybe all over the world eventually. Like I said, let's talk about some of these West Coast records we're dissecting tonight. Speaking of dissecting, stay tuned. We have new show coming down the pipeline at the end of this month called The Dissection. We'll talk more about it at the end of the show tonight. But like I said, tonight we will be talking about these two records, debut projects from two iconic West Coast legends. Again, one is a producer and MC, and the other is the same. So it's a crazy battle. Let's go around the room, introduce everybody, and find out what they think about tonight's battle. Who do you got? Let's start off with my man all the way on the West Coast. Dubs up. My man, the real Cool Breeze. What is up, sir? What is going on?
What's going down, man? What's going down? I see you.
Blink twice if they in the room and you can speak freely. You already sound like you're stuttering off the back.
A little nervous.
A little nervous. Make sure the shades are closed at least.
I don't know. Yeah, they're closed. Everything's cool.
All right, homies.
So I'm going to go with, I'll take Warren G on this one.
Warren G. I had a feeling that blue hat might have an indication of which way you was going to vote. But I'm not here to assume anything.
This guy. Okay.
That's Breeze with a B, correct? B?
Uh-huh.
Making sure. We're going to again keep going around the room real quick, find out what's going on with the rest of the people in this game tonight. Let's talk to my man, executive producer, Triple C, all the way on the West Coast. Triple C, what is going on, sir?
Yo, what's up?
Listen, sir. I know at the moment you don't want to show it, but this was a bit of homework for you, let's just say the least. Which of these two debut projects, by the way, we're talking 90s, okay? We're talking an amazing golden era of the West Coast, okay? Which of these two 90 debut projects from these two legends do you got, sir? Who do you got?
Regulators, Mound Up.
Oh, Triple C. Quote in the video. And the song, pardon me, and the song itself. Oh, snap. Triple C not playing. You see which way he's going. Again, we're talking about two guys that brought the funk on two different levels. We're going to talk about that tonight, but the funk was alive on the West Coast. Let's keep talking to my man all the way down in the southern portion of as far south as we go. My man, DJ Hobo, Triple T Radio representative, two up, two down. DJ Hobo, what is up, sir?
What up?
Sir, we're talking two debut projects, two legends. DJ Quick, Warren G, who do you got?
I'm going with the sensible choice, which is DJ Quick.
Listen, keeps it funky. He keeps it so funky, I had to spell it with an O. I'm surprised I never caught on. I love it.
So it begins.
Putting his vote down. It's going down. Like I said, it's going to happen. We had to talk about it at some point. Listen, these looks are so dark. My face ID won't even recognize me. That's how dark these looks are. Straight off an original OG. Shout out to the Car Classic Club. Listen, we're going to keep pushing around the room. Let's talk to our man, DJ Scantastic, a.k.a. Baba Mitty. Sir, debut projects. Who do you got?
Going to go with Warren G on this one.
Oh, snap. That was kind of fast. We're going to find out what that's about. Again, if you join us for the first time, we play music all night. Five rounds of music. And no matter what these people choose in the beginning, you never know how they're going to vote throughout the rest of the evening. Let's wrap things up, my man, all the way down the East Coast. As far east as we go, my man Ike Infamous. What is going on, sir?
Yo, peace. What up, fellas? What up?
Listen, man, Street FM in the building. Shout out to everybody over there. DJ Phantom, shout out. Listen, What is going on when we talk about these two West Coast projects? What comes to your mind first? Is it DJ Quick? Is it Warren G? We're talking debut projects. Who do you got?
First thing that comes to my mind is distinct sound. Distinct sound. But I am lining up. I'm going with DJ Quick.
That's right. It's mad interesting already. Like I said, we just started out. I was hoping that we can get the Good Reverend Doctor, man, but I mean, he still might show up. You never know. I mean, he's known to be late from time to time, so maybe that might happen. But other than that, we're going to keep it pushing. We see the direction that the game is moving. While it's been split in the room, it is one, you know, there is a choice winner, if you will, because it's five contestants. There are three people on Team RNG, which is the Regulators, if you want to call them that. Regulate G-Funk Era, the name of the album. And then we have two representatives, your man DJ Hobo, and your man Ike from this representative for DJ Quick. Quick is the name. Let's not forget, this was the early 90s releases. We're talking 91 release for DJ Quick with a 94 release for Warren G. And it's interesting to see the change in sound, not just in hip-hop, but even in that West Coast hip-hop sound around that very time, especially that early 90s. And we're going to talk about that as we go on throughout the night. So listen, I got a bunch of music lined up for this evening. Like I said, I didn't know where to begin, which records to start with, but I had to, you know, sort of, I had to curate my playlist for this evening. And I think I did a pretty interesting job. Besides, you'll let me know if I don't, because you're quick to let me know while it's happening most times and won't even let it ride out to see if the wine actually has an aftertaste.
Sensitive ass.
No, I'm just keeping it real. Keep it real.
Chill, Holmes.
Hey, Holmes, Simone, listen, we're going to start out with a little bit of Warren G, again, off that debut project, 1994 release, Regulate, that G-Funk era, with a little bit of What's Next. I want to start out with some dope album cuts featuring your man, Mr. Malik, DJ Hobo's favorite, straight out of Illegal.
It's DJ. Get down, mixing records while they go round to the hip, to the hop. You just don't stop producing funky tracks till it makes you drop. Conjunction, junction, what's my function? I'm hooking up tracks so that niggas can function. It's not Pete Rock or that nigga Dr. Dre. It's this motherfucking nigga from around the way. The one that brings you styles on time. Z-Wimesy, that's why it's so hard to find me. Conduction, construction when I bust. Choo-choo, bust us. It's a must when I bust, when I bust. I've gotta come correct. The R to the E to the SBX architect. Yep, nigga, no, I'm not tweaking. It's one of the 16 minds that I'm speaking. The W, A, the double, the R, the E into the R. A, B, C, D, E up to the motherfucking G. Ooh, shit, as I flex, I rex, I checks. So what's next?
Who's next? The catch wreck on the menu. I slap next when I flex, let me continue. Send you on a mission when I rock. It goes on and on, and you know it don't stop. Yes, I'm back on another route, ready to take them all out. Now kick it with this, cause they get faded without a doubt. Check on my wreck, I'm like 1, 2, 3, why? They can't fuck with the root one, my leak. Well, I drop it, can't stop it. Lit it up like a rocket when they get out of line. I grip the 9 out my pocket, lock it down. Yeah, that's what I do. How could you come solo, nigga, when I run through your whole crew? I rule, fool, act like I heard it. The one I run with, can't remember the last he murdered. Them do I wear or them get dealt with? Kill the noise, I want silence, no bubble clad bullshit, nigga. It's all about my grip. So the one who starts to slip is the one who gets ripped. Kept a chip on my shoulder, not now that I'm older. They all love me, the OBG high roller. Cause back in the days on the side where it's set, niggas coming and missing if they didn't have these straps. So I try to be like me, just when you pull back and she said, I think I'm Mr. Malik.
The beat is funky, then it's rock. Mr. Willie, get Warren G. So tonight, that we spark. Yeah, we spark in the dark when we do it in the park.
Well, it's the A to.
Yeah, Mr. Malik.
Ooh.
At a legal camp, if you know, you know. And if you didn't know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't verify this in today's research, he is somewhat related to Snoop Dogg. So I believe they're actually family. Shout out to J-Swan Music in the building. He called it out, just like I mentioned earlier. Both albums produced entirely by these gentlemen and features their debut music. Like I said, coming out to the world, they produced and MC'd all over their projects. That also didn't stop them from having other people featured on their projects, as you can see, as Mr. Malik is a feature on this one. Let's go down to DJ Quick's debut project. Quick is the name. Its contribution to round number one. Let's get that voting booth ready to go. We just played What's Next, going up against DJ Quick's Deep.
Deep. I am my lyrics, I kick the shit that the critics debate to. But I still create the shit that the brothers relate to. Cause it's simple, but I'm no simp. I'm letting you have it to the temple. Even a star much bigger than a pimple. You want the rubber from a gangster boot to your grill? Come take a ride with me and witness the 311 ass whooping. Issued by the brothers in the khaki pants. Something I'm too like to fight, deep in the wind, but I grin. When I steal to your motherfucking chin. So suckers keep walking on, cause the fofo is talking in plain simple English. No way to plain simple slang, no jiving. Fucking with me is more lethal than drinking and driving. Or try to figure the flow I deliver. Punk, it makes you shiver when you think I take a two to your liver. The D to the E to the motherfucking A with a vengeance. I got a group that you ain't never experienced. I'm better stepping with rep on the low and I flow well. Intensifying with every line cause I show and tell. My backup is backing, never leaving me lacking. We're doubling at the KKD and AMD and we're stacking up shells. For motherfuckers just like you. For a punk motherfucker with a punk motherfucking crew. Yo, I know your feet that you just can't creep. It's too steep, so take a leap because we roll too motherfucking deep.
Ooh, yeah, man, DJ Quick bringing that. Say it again.
Put your fingers up, son.
That joint goes right there, man. So like I said, both tracks produced by both MCs, obviously. Let's talk about it. Round number one. Shout out to J-Swan Music in the building. Shout out to who else was in the building? I saw Dreddy in the building. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else that's joining us that I can't see, these glasses is dark as hell. I can't see nothing. This is the Tim in the building. Shout out to y'all for joining us again. West Coast Edition. Like I said, we're going to drop a lot more of these. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, we have West Coast stuff already on the channel. We have a banger for y'all. If y'all don't know, leave it in the comment section on YouTube. We have 93 till infinity going up against Passing Me By. I need to know what people think. That's a legendary battle in itself. I need to see the numbers on that clip at the end of the year. It's going to be insane. Let's talk about it right here, though. We are talking DJ Quick. Warren G, debut projects. We just played What's Next off that Regulate G-Funk era. We just played Deep off that Quick is the Name, that DJ Quick 91 release. Who wants to step up first? Who do you got?
I'll jump out the window first. I'm going to go. I'm going. That's a cool track from Warren G, but I'm inclined to give the nod to DJ Quick. Because the scratches he did on that joint, also the fact Jason brought it up, I think, in the chat, that Quick plays a lot of his own samples. He doesn't just, you know, he's not pushing buttons. He's actually playing the samples. So, and the rhymes were better. I'm not voting for nobody that F to the motherfucking G.
I don't know, hobo. Because when that Warren G joint was on, you were kind of moving a little bit.
Oh, what? I didn't say it was whack. I said that the Quick joint was better, is what I said. I didn't say
to be honest, it sounds to me like I said, like you're denouncing your allegiance to the illegal fan club president position. I mean, I'm understanding. That's little Malik.
So what?
Little Malik, where's he been? He was there this whole time on Warren G's debut project, and we didn't even know. I didn't know that. I'm not gonna lie. This is definitely one of those type of albums, like I said, where I mentioned before. If you watch the channel before, I mentioned I never dissected full albums at the time and place. And this is definitely one of those type of examples. I knew the singles off these projects, never listened to the albums, didn't know Mr. Malik was featured on here. Again, if you didn't know, part of Illegal, shout out to Jamal. I just saw him give an interview recently on YouTube. Shout out to him. Philly the Kid in the building, shout out to you, sir. What is going on? Bro, we're talking Warren G's Regulate, G-Funk era, going up against DJ Quick. Quick is the name. Who do you got? DJ Hobo just put his vote down for the first round. Deep going up against What's Next. Who's stepping up next?
Yeah, I'll step up, man. I'm going with Quick on this one. I think Hobo hit it right on the head, man. It's that little choo-choo line in the record, it just bothers me so much. Like just the change of his tone and everything when he goes to say the line, and I get what he was trying to do, but it just that line just bothers me so much.
Conjunction function.
yeah, just the whole that should just bother me. But it's a dope track. You know what I mean? It's a fire track, but I'm going with Quick on this one, man. Way better vibe, I think.
Talking Deep, going up against What's Next, but just talking about debut projects. Who's stepping up next? What are you guys thinking?
Go ahead,
DJ Scammers. Go ahead. Leave your vote in the chat room.
I'm sticking with my record. I'm sticking with Warren G. I I guess I think the lyrics are better on the quick record, but for me, I like the beat better on the Warren G, in my opinion. I think it's a little bit more up to date, in my opinion. So that's what I'm voting for.
What?
If you listen to it, to me, quick, Warren G says he's the G Funk, which is like the I think it's Dreddy who mentioned it. This was like the first G Funk record. So to me, noticing these two records, it sounds like Quick had like that early 90s funk sound, and Warren G was the second wave or the next coming of that sound. So it sounds different to me.
Yeah. No, I can agree to that. I could definitely hear it. This being the first or the beginning of the G Funk era, I can absolutely looking back at it, I can absolutely see that. Now I didn't realize it during the time, but yeah.
Cause I mean, even if you listen to it too, you could kind of see where listening, at least in my opinion, where you could see this kind of blends into like the Chronic and kind of blends into all of those records where Quick is the early 90s. So it doesn't sound like those records per se, if that makes sense.
It's funny. No, it makes sense because I don't remember which record it was, but there was a quick record off the album that sounded like it had the same sample that DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince used. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, I can hear the influence and I could see how that was taken and turned into a little bit of a gangster. Like you said, just gave a different 90s vibe. So I could absolutely see that.
Cool. Well, listen, we got one vote in at the moment for what's next. Anybody else standing next on that Warren G Hill? Triple C, you go ahead. Go right ahead.
No, I'm going with Dub G, even though the beats sound better on Warren G's joint. But both groups, and the lyrical was kind of elementary to me.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of.
You think Quick's rhymes were elementary?
Yeah, and the Warren G joint. I think both.
There was just no Glock bars in it. That's why.
I wanted to go on the record right now. I can see that the East Coast bias is now taking effect.
Don't do that to us so early.
Quick song is a quintessential West Coast track. Yeah. You hear that? You think West Coast?
I also think that Warren G song is quintessential West Coast. I'm talking about
that Warren G song.
Yeah.
This is the start for both, though. You know what I mean? When I went out to LA for the first time last year, these were the sounds that was in my head. I was still traveling to LA in the 90s in my head. These were the sounds. You know what I'm saying? That I was expecting when I went to LA, you know what I mean? It's just that's just the vibe. That's just what I remember, what I know. So for both, for Quick and for Warren G, you know what I mean?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I think you're gonna get a variation of the funk, whether it's based on hip hop changing at the time, but there are definitely two different levels of funk. I think Quick, for example, it being early 90s, talking 91 release, right? Maybe even earlier. His debut project delivered a lot of funk, obviously, but I feel like it was kind of like a faster up-tempo kind of funk, whereas Warren coming out in 94, he's coming off the back pause of the whole Chronic release. He's watching his brother. He's there for that whole, cooking session, and he's bringing the funk to a slower grind, to a slower kind of, like a laid-back kind of vibe. And I think Jace One Music kind of pointed out too. He's like, you don't go to neither one of these guys for bars because they're not lyricists.
Going to
both these guys for the vibe. You know what I mean? So I agree. With that being said, your man Cool Breeze, the West Coast, the only West Coast representative in the building, final say in round number one. This kind of will dictate, sir, how the game might go the rest of the evening. Just know that technically when we asked at the very beginning of the game, you were technically on the winning side of things. You were on Team Warren G, where the majority of the people went to that team. So when I ask you number one, what's next versus Deep, who do you got?
So I'm going to go with the Warren G joint. And I say that because to me, that song seemed a little bit more polished than the Quick song, even though the lyrics on both were like sort of elementary rhymes. But I think the Warren G.
Thank you. Somebody.
Yeah, but I think the track, to me, it was a little stronger than the than the Quick joint. So, in my opinion.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And of course, everybody's opinion is allowed on this game. And don't forget, we do this every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live here on Twitch. If y'all are following us here on Twitch, follow us. If you're walking into the room for the first time joining us for this battle, follow us. And we do a bunch of these on YouTube. Eats, Beats, and Rhymes, one word. Like, subscribe, comment. Let us know in the comments what you're thinking. Like I said, we have a bunch of people to shout out later for definitely support us on YouTube. Let's keep it pushing. When we come to the end of round number one, we decided to take What's Next off that Warren G regular G-Funk era to go up against DJ Quick's Quick as the Name song, Deep. And it wasn't one-sided. One vote took it down. It looks like What's Next off Warren G takes round number one, putting regular G-Funk era up on the board. One zip at the moment. Here you go. You don't know how it's going to go down. Like I said, you never know how it's going to go down. Let's keep pushing forward. Let's keep playing more music. And like I said, Each Beats and Rhymes, one word for all your audio podcast needs as well. Your man, executive producer Triple C, make sure you got you covered. If you just want to listen to us and can't watch us, he got you covered. Check us out, Each Beats and Rhymes. Let's move back to Warren G. Play some more gems. You know, the West Coast definitely had a different kind of vibe.
You want to know what the results of the poll were before you move on too fast there?
You know what, sir? You are absolutely correct. Let's find out. Thank you, DJ Hobo, for doing your job. You get no points. Let us know who, you know what I'm saying, is the results of the voting booth in the chat room. Thank you very much, sir.
Clearly, the chat room has sense because they voted for DJ Quick.
Listen, DJ Quick is a monster. Listen, we're going to find out tonight why we're putting both these guys in a battle together. Again, both debut projects talked about for years. We're still talking about them today. Let's go down and play some more music. Shout out Dreddy. He said, I'm about to see his eyebrows over them glasses. Hey, here we go, man. You already know, man. These might just make it all night with all this off-camera action. You know what I'm saying? This is my lokes, baby. I got these my lokes.
Shout out to Deeply Talkative.
Listen, what's going down? They shine you out, Trip. Listen. Was good. Yeah, they shine you out, Triple C.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, it's Trip.
Thought I read it right there. Somebody said, I had a good trip. I said, yeah. Me too. I have one right now. Listen, let's keep pushing. Regular G-Funk era going up against Quick as a Name. Let's move on to round number two. Let's do it. Let's play a little bit more. Well, let's get a little bit more into that party vibe. Again, that West Coast vibe. You know, everybody's real, real comfortable over there. You know, the weather's right. You know what I'm saying? They got you wanting to be outside. Let's go ahead and play a little song that we all know is a single. Warren G, This DJ.
The bass is on myself.
It's kind of easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. Can I get in where I fit in? Sit in, listen, let me conversate. Better yet, regulate. Shake the spot with my knot. May fade, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. I played ball through the halls of CIS with Snoop Dogg's big brother calling dirty left. Rack em up, crack em up, stack em up against the gate. The homies trying to catch me, but they can't wait. The street lights just came on, and my mama's in the streets telling me to come home. I hit the gate and I hops on my Schwinn, and I tell the homies, alright then, yeah. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. Verse 2.
Yeah, that was the sound. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, this was the sound, let alone the album,
right,
that saved a little company that we all know over here on the East Coast, known as Def Jam Records, at a time when the West was dominating not only the hip-hop music scene, but the music scene in general. Shout out Def Row. So with that being said, this was a big record even at that time. This was a single, of course, called This DJ. So it's only right we put it up against another single. This is technically the first record I've ever heard by DJ Quick. It's a banger. The numbers definitely identify that as a banger when you look at the numbers on Spotify. Let's talk about Quick is the name with his contribution to this round. Born and raised in Compton.
All right. To know the truth about a brother named Quick. I come from a school of the fly wicked and the slick. A lot of people already know exactly where Zekas is, the home of the Jackets and the Cracks. Yeah, that's the name of my hometown. I'm throwing down in the town where my name is all around. The suckers just be having a fit, and that's a pity, but I ain't doing nothing but see my lyrics, I'm doubling up, improving the suckers that I can throw. I'm passing a natural 10 to 4, a 6 or 8 before I go. Yes, I'm definitely freestyling, all the while skip profiling. Never tricks a DJ Quick that steals this show. So, yeah, that's how I'm living. I do as I please, you see. A younger brother that's up for reality. Cause everybody knows you have to be stomping if you're born and raised in Compton.
I don't know if y'all remember the video. The video is definitely fire.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Definitely a dope video. I think I used to see it on the box, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day. Let's talk about it. Again, two joints off of these amazing debut projects. Both considered singles. This DJ going up against Born and Raised in Compton. If you didn't get your voting, go ahead and get it in the chat room. And don't forget, if you're watching at home on YouTube, leave it in the comment section. Like, subscribe, comment. Don't forget that notification bell. Definitely hit that notification bell. It makes a world of difference. You have no idea. Listen, who wants to step up first in the room? Who do you got?
Yo, Quick got this. Yeah, I think Quick got this one. This was
Quick got this one.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, even though I like, this DJ, that's my vibe. But Born and Raised was like, it's popping.
Okay, it's popping.
I don't know. This DJ was, this was his second biggest single off the album, right?
Yeah.
Like nothing
yeah.
was beaten regularly. Nothing was yeah. beaten regularly.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
That man Dreddy said whoever chooses to keep it like the crust cut off their PB&J.
He's a big record,
that's not
Dreddy.
Fair, Dreddy. Yeah, that's not fair. I'm eating a crustable right now. That's not fair. I don't appreciate being called out like that right now.
Hey, these are important records, Dreddy. We got to talk about the history of these records. I can't just, you know, not ignore these big ass records. Let's talk about it. Like you speaking on that?
I mean, this for me, this round is kind of difficult because I fell in love with this DJ because I got sick and tired of Regulate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the Quick record is, that's one of the classic. I think that's the classic West Coast sound that we all can think of real quick when it comes production wise. I don't know, man. Like. Shit, I don't know, man.
Hey, don't get Hobo upset, Ike.
I know. I'm surprised Hobo didn't give me props for choosing Quick.
I was trying to give everybody else a chance to speak, Triple C.
My life, Triple C, trying to live his life. Listen, let's speak on you, Triple C. You were the first one to put a vote down for Born and Raised in Compton. Ike, obviously, placing that same vote, if I'm not mistaken, that's the vibe I'm getting, correct? You keep cul-de-sac, and I'm not falling for that U-turn.
Yeah, right? Man.
You're like, yo, that's dope. That's dope.
But
I live over here.
But this is a difficult round for me, man.
You can't.
What happened,
Jules? You can't vote for Ike.
Thank you very much.
I already know which way he's going to vote. He's basically, like, respectfully, he's wasting the court's time at the moment. But it's
but wow.
I know your song and dance. I know your song and dance already. I know. It's like, check it out.
So what's my vote then?
Before or after you do the flip on the F train by the booth, the radio button. I know this dance. You're going to go with your original home team choice. You're going to go DJ Quick.
Actually, no. I'm going to go with this DJ. I'm going to go with this DJ.
Oh!
This DJ.
This is fighting Jules.
Oi.
You fell for the reverse psychology. You let
There's no reverse psychology anything. It's literally when I hear that song, I can see the video, I can remember the record, I can hear all the bars, I can hear everything with that production on that track, and like I remember just how much I liked it because I got sick and tired of Regulate. Like, I just got so sick and tired of Regulate that record was a standout to me for that project. So, you know what? I got that. I got this, DJ, man.
I appreciate your vote. I actually had already written down your name on the other side. I had to scratch it off. But good to know that I got it on the other side of the voting page at the moment. I want a quick recap of whatever Dreddy's talking about in the room. I can't keep up with it. I know he's talking massive amounts of shit. And I want to recap. I just want to recap. Let's keep it pushing. Let's find out what the rest of the room thinks. We got one vote in for this DJ by Ike. One vote in by Triple C for Born and Raised in Compton. Anybody feeling the same?
I'll go. I'm voting Warren G again, and I think my reasons. And Dreddy brought it up in the chat too. But I like the Midnight Star. I like the way he replayed the sample on that song for this DJ, and I think out here in the East it's a record that you can get away with out here in the East in the summertime at a backyard party. You could possibly get away with this record, so it could be potentially in your DJ bag depending upon where you're playing and what you're going to. That record could make it into the bag at some point potentially.
I'm playing it early.
Say it again.
I'm personally planning it early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed. Of course.
It gets played at the barbecue, but it's getting played.
Yeah,
like
it gets played. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
You know, like specifically the part when they like, "Hey, yo, Kane. Kane, what up, Kane?" Like, everybody's just finally. They're just showing up.
Right. And but I remember the quick record with that Isaac Hayes flip. I think that was one of the first times I heard the Isaac Hayes record used like that. And that always stuck with me too. But long story short, like I said, for DJ back purposes and different things, I'm going Warren G on this one.
This DJ is an Isaac Hayes sample, you're saying?
No, the DJ Quick is Isaac Hayes. This DJ is Midnight Star replay.
Oh, damn. Gotcha. Boom. Two votes in for this DJ. Is anybody feeling the same? Cool breeze. Let's not leave you flat this time, sir. What do you think? Stop being so scared. Step up, sir. It's okay. The window shades are down, I assume. They don't know you're home yet. The lights are on. I don't know if he froze or if he's just acting like I don't want them to see me moving right now.
No. I didn't freeze. Something's up with the internet, I think. The gangsters are attacking my Wi-Fi.
See? Shout out Icy Vamp in the building. Icy Vamp, we see you, Icy
what
Vamp.
Up, Icy? What oh, what shout up? Out to Icy what? Vamp. What up?
Yeah, both dope tracks. I think I'm going to go with DJ Quick on this one.
Born and raised, hey, single-handedly tying up the round at the moment. One more vote to go to decide what's the going decision for round number two. Again, we're talking this DJ, Born and Raised in Compton, DJ Hobo. Who do you got?
Oh,
looky here.
Here we go.
First of all,
Now, Content brings up a very good point before you start. You got DJ Quick's name spelled all types of wrong in the description. You spelled it with a C. How dare you, sir? You know what the rules are in this building.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
He is from the bloody streets of Bompton. Wow. Better put a little respect on that man's name. Q-U-I-K, for those who don't know. My goodness. I apologize, DJ Quick, if you're watching at home. My sincerest apologies. Let's talk about it. DJ Hobo. Who do you got?
I can't believe the East Coast bias to say that the Quick record wouldn't be in the DJ bag. It astounds me. I don't understand how that doesn't make it in the DJ bag. There's no way this BNG record is in my DJ bag in any circumstance.
What?
wait. So the Quick record is in the DJ bag, but the Warren G record is not? I want to understand.
If I'm doing a West Coast set, the Quick record absolutely gets played.
No, no, no. Well, that's different. You're being specific, sir. You said a specific West Coast.
Yes. That's,
I said general DJ bag, club night, nah, general sense.
On the East Coast, I could get away with playing the Warren G record.
Yes, but, yes, in a general setting. In a general setting.
Yeah, agree in the chat. Setting. Yeah, oh, well, they're calling you out. I mean, it's a lot. People can stand on whatever hill they want to stand, but I'm assuming your vote is final, DJ Hobo. Can you say?
Hobo, is your DJ bag mesh? You have a mesh DJ bag, or is
it? Wow! No, but your DJ bag, sir, is very Drake-ish. It's built for shopping and pop. Oh,
Buddhist, wow. Get out of here!
You hear scans DJ bag at Target while you're shopping for
never, never,
underwear and shit.
Wait, hold on,
never, sir, never, sir.
Hold on a second. I feel like we're getting really personal out here. I'm starting to see the shots get real close. A mesh bag compared to a Target shopping DJ bag.
And DJ Scanless is defense. I will say I don't think he's carrying a bag. He probably has a pocket full of USBs if I was a child. Just in case. Wow. Listen, let's talk about it. DJ Hobo, right? I'm assuming.
On the board.
Okay. That being said, round number two, we decided to two singles off each project. Again, if you're just joining us, Warren G, Regulate, G-Funk Era, going up against DJ Quick. Quick is the name. Both debut projects, early 90s, West Coast music, gems, classics. When round number two came down, again, wasn't one-sided, but it did come down to one vote. Born and Raised in Compton takes round number two, putting DJ Quick. Even
exactly.
Even Starks agree. Make sure we leave that in, please. DJ Quick taking round number two, putting it down. I don't know. Maybe he's more of a Warren G fan. Maybe that was more of a like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't speak dog myself. But I mean, you never know which way he could have voted. You never know.
He said, I don't speak dog myself.
But let's talk about it. Again, every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to join us here live on Twitch. And if you're watching the home on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, notification bells. Hit that. And don't forget to keep sharing. Share. Shout out to all the international viewers that keep joining us. England, Australia, India. Where else, Triple C?
Everywhere
international. I can't believe you guys watch us and join us here every Monday night. It's amazing. Shout out to everybody in the chat room who joins us all the time. Let's keep it pushing. Let's keep moving. New music. Coincidentally, I do have to let your man Ike Infamous know that while he brought up a certain point of view a few moments ago, I do need to put it into perspective that while he may not have been a big fan of the song Regulate, there's no way we can ignore this record. We have to talk about the monsters in the room. Let's talk about the biggest records. Again, how about the biggest singles off of both these projects? Let's talk about the classic. We all know how it goes down. You love it or you hate it because you just heard it too much, but I think at some point you liked it or you loved it. I don't think anybody ever hated it. Let's talk about Regulate featuring your man, Nate Dogg. Rest in peace.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers brought some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to figure better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't let them up, see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
There you go. The classic. We all know it. Like I say, either love it or you hate it. And I see a lot of shit talking in the chat room. I want you to be clear. This record goes down as a classic forever, no matter what you say. It has its own chapter in the history books. And I also lay out one more important thing to talk about with this record. There's no hook for this classic. Most classic records have a classic hook, some that you can generally repeat. There is no hook on this record. Straight verses, that's it. That is the hook.
I just that.
Okay. So let's talk about the biggest record off the DJ Quick album debut. Quick is the name. That's not the song, that's the name of the album. Let's talk about the record we're gonna play. And gotta be honest with you, I planned tonight's game a little bit differently, but then when I did the homework and the research, it turns out I thought Born and Raised in Compton was probably the more popular song. Of Quick is the name, but it turns out I was wrong by like a big number. And even when I did my research, even Quick is quick, pun intended, to point out how big this record was for him as one of his biggest records of his career, believe it or not. I didn't know it. I learned tonight, like, well, I learned this weekend upon tonight's game. Let's talk about Quick is the name and its contribution tonight.
Yep.
Here we go, here we go. A day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the A, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMG is in the gym reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the G.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yeah. Yo, open up the door, cause take a Freakman in a caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L. Go, and everybody's sipping on a quote.
Here we go.
DJ's came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't wanna start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer, cause I wanna get bit. I'm feeling fancy free.
There you go. What it is. You see what it is. We are talking two bangers, Regulate versus Tonight. Like I said, didn't know that Tonight was the biggest record of not only the album, but one of the biggest records of his career. But interesting enough, and again, the numbers on Spotify totally justify. I was blown away like when I saw the difference.
Yep.
In terms of plays. When it comes to this particular record, this record is a very, very big record for him. So let's talk about it. Biggest single of their debut career, Regulate versus Tonight. You see the voting booth is up in the chat room if you're joining us there. And if you're not and you're watching at home on YouTube, make sure you leave it in the comment section. Who do you got here? Regulate versus Tonight. Who's stepping up first in this room? Who do you got?
How is the numbers between both of them? Both singles. How is the numbers? Is it a big difference between?
There is. You're still talking about, again, as I mentioned earlier, I think Warren gets a chapter in the hip hop history books. And I think for this particular case, you know, the numbers reflect a mention for Quick as well. But like, you know, the numbers reflect that in probably the hundreds of million of streams over on the Warren G side. While not to play any games, we're talking about 52 million streams, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Quick, pardon me, 25 million streams. Again, this is just Spotify, by the way. We're not talking about his overall number, which, again, we're not here to justify numbers being any kind of big, you know, deal. Just happened to want to put the two biggest records of each album against each other. But then you have a record, like I said, with Regulate, with a number of close to almost 500 million spins. Views, if you will.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the more popular record.
It's the more popular record. It got commercial play. Let's be clear. I don't even think any records off of DJ Quick's debut project got real commercial air, let's say, outside of L.A.
It wasn't Regulate on the soundtrack, too?
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah.
Regulate was everywhere, bro. Regulate was every single fucking place it could be, bro. It was that big of a record, man.
It totally was. And if you know the backstory behind it, that taste of success on that record must have tasted so good to throw it back in Death Row's face at that time when they were like, whatever, we don't need you. And then he came back and did his own thing. And it was like, wait, how much you making on the record? Like, because you got to understand, he produced, you know, wrote, you know, whatever that means. I mean, he's the sound and face of the G-Funk for the early 90s. And then...
So you say he regulated Def Jam.
He did. Hey, it's no secret. He came through and saved the day with this particular record we're getting ready to talk about. So I ask you, gentlemen, who's stepping the first? We're talking Regulate versus Tonight. Who do you got?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going with Tonight. I did not. I was never a big fan of that fucking Regulate record. Shit got played way too much, and it's just off the nostalgia of the sample that he used. Tonight's a much better record to me personally, and it's more iconic, I think, in terms of West Coast sound for me. I don't know that sample for Regulate is a West Coast sound, and I like that record way better than the Regulate record. So put me down for Quick, bro.
Oh snap! Sticking.
Freddy said you run Regulators when you got to pee as a DJ.
Wow!
I'm back, still in the DJ bag.
Wow!
You know why? Because you need a record that you know is gonna work.
Right. Even when you start when you play your set at Target, you can put that in there and it'll be fine.
Oh, wow. You hear this guy?
Wow.
All the shopping cart moms pushing their fucking strollers and shit will be playing singing Regulated with the fucking chai mint lattes and shit in Target.
First of all, we all know Mos Def has made it perfectly clear in the last few days that they only play Drake. The targets.
Right.
Apparently, the shop. Interesting point to think about when you talk about that next time.
Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Listen, let's talk about it. Does everybody feel the same way Hobo does? Are people over?
I don't. I'm going with Warren G because Nate Dogg was the saving grace for that song.
SMP's Nate Dogg. He's absolutely right. He was a legend. Triple C putting his vote down. Is anybody feeling like Triple C or feeling like DJ Hobo? Ike, I mean, you and Hobo have been on the same side most of the evening. What do you guys think? I mean, what do you think right now when it comes to this round?
I mean, it almost kind of depends what kind of party you want to roll to, man.
Right? West Coast party.
Like, right.
No, we got West Coast parties, but I'm saying like
I'm gonna stop you right there. You cannot. We talked about this earlier. You cannot claim a B party or a C party that you want to go to. You can't. Like that's why I had the gray. We spoke about this. Like, so I don't know why you acting brand new right now.
No. Shout out to all my political friends and all my political. You know what I mean? I'm not saying anything like that. But what I'm saying like that Tonight record is a different kind of vibe. I feel like there's a different kind of crowd
Yeah,
a different group of women at the Quick party with Tonight as compared to Regulate, and Regulate is getting played wherever. I'm so mad at the record, but I cannot deny how big of a record that Regulate record is. I love the original too. You know what I mean? So when I heard it, I fell in love with it, and it was just like, okay, every second I turned, I saw the record. But I mean.
Yeah, brings out the hoochie. Regulate brings out the soccer moms, and Tonight brings out the hoochies. Which one you rolling with?
Which way are you going? I'm trying to figure, like,
both have wonderful candidates. Both have wonderful candidates that are willing to get down and have a good time. You know what I mean? I'm just going to say that. But I think I'm rolling with Quick and the Hoochie Mamas. Let's go.
Wow. So Deborah Tonight versus Bonquisha. So you're leaving with Bonquisha. Gotcha.
Bonquisha.
The vibe I get with a name like that is like the chick that was running with those dudes at the end of Boys in the Hood, in the middle of Boys in the Hood, when they walking past Cube and his brother, and they're like, mm-hmm. like this shit up.
It sounds like I don't have a choice.
But she was still part of the nonsense.
Right. She was, but that's the kind of party I think he wants to go to. I think that's that party, I feel like.
Warren G was picking up the soccer moms, the ones that was just over there with the flat tire and shit like that. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't nothing wrong with it. I think I'm going to the quick party in this one.
Soccer moms.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're not asking for snaps on the petrol.
Soccer mom party might have the good you know tuna pate, you know what I mean, and the good crackers and everything.
He said tuna pate.
Soccer mom got the juice box and the Lunchables, like you said before, Scan. You had the Lunchable, so it's right in.
Your little parts to let me help you get your electrolytes back up.
He's your Capri Sun while you ride the back of the caravan and listen to Warren G.
let's talk about it, man. We basically have two votes in for Tonight, one voting for Regulate. I thought Regulate was going to be, this is a one-sided affair. It's not looking that way. Cool Breeze, what are you thinking right now at this moment when we talk about Regulate versus Tonight?
Mount up. That's it.
Oh, Regulators. Aye. Younger. That's like one of my favorite movies, by the way. That's a dope movie. You guys ever watch it?
What? You said Regulate, Hobo?
he said that vote you made was some bullshit. That's why.
Let me speak my piece.
Regulate. That's what he said.
Young Guns 1 and 2, by the way. Young Guns 2 is dope, too. I like them both. Listen, let's talk about it. We have a tie at the moment. We see what's going down. DJ Scanners, a.k.a. Baba Mitty, comes in. You Regulate versus Tonight.
Man, what are you trying to do? I'm torn. Because the thing is, I like the Tonight record better. I think it's a better, I like the vibe. And like, if we're sticking with the theme of we're going to Bonquisha's party or we're going to Deborah's party, we might want to go to Bonquisha's party because I like the Quick record for that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? But the Regulate record is so big now, right? That it could potentially, because I've seen covers of this version of the song, like potentially this could go into the stadium. This could fall into the DJ bag going into the stadium.
Yo, Michael McDonald knows who Warren G is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and again, when we're on this show, we have our preferences of records that we, you know, behind the scenes that we like and we listen to versus the overall impact. And I think the Warren G record is the more impactful record. But I like the Quick record more. But I'm voting for the Warren G based off of the impact and the reach of this record.
I ain't mad at that. Yo, you can't. I mean, just off that alone, you should only be picking Regulate. You know what I mean? For how big of
the Quick record better. Like I'm playing that, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a different vibe. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the impact and the reach that the Warren G record is getting it could possibly, and again, I feel it could be in the stadium going even outside the US, in my opinion.
Yo, and one more thing, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, your man Kenny G actually performed Regulate with
Big Warren G.
With
Hold on. Hold on. Fucking Kenny G reference as a good point? is that the version you listen to?
Kenny G, is that dude?
Everybody, Hobo, everybody in Illuminati knows. Hobo, everybody in Illuminati knows he's like level 32 degree. Like when you reach him, you know what I'm saying? Levels of Kenny G.
He's a different.
You're almost there, baby.
Over everything.
Yeah, almost there. Yeah, you're like two more degrees. You're there.
So Soccer Moms 2, Shanae 0. Is what you're saying.
I'm mad that we're associating Warren G with Soccer Moms. That's just crazy math.
Right? I mean, would you
that's
tell
wild
me,
math tell, right there.
Tell me where I'm wrong. I bet
that's wild math right there.
I will bet a large chunk of money if you play both of those records, this DJ and Regulate. Oh. Soccer Moms will put down their fucking sippy cup.
That just means the Soccer Moms grew up at a certain point around like 28, 29. They was like, okay, there was too many, you know what I mean? Too many trucks pulling up to the yard. Let me chill out, but I still remember. They still put their elbows up at the game. They're like,
right.
Listen, let's find out what the voting booth thought for round number 3, Regulate versus Tonight. What were they thinking in there, Hobo?
Oh my goodness. I'm by this fuckery.
You're making Warren G sound like Drake. This is incredible, kid.
This is incredible. Tonight won in the voting booth by a landslide.
Oh. Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, snap. There you go. Wow.
It didn't win in hit tonight.
It did not win in hit tonight. When we're talking about Warren G's debut project. And DJ Quick's debut project, we took the two biggest singles off all those albums, Regulate versus Tonight. And again, not one-sided, but one deciding vote gave it up to Regulate, Warren G featuring Nate Dogg for the win. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, giving Warren G the score 2-1 at the moment on the board. Warren G in the lead. Again, we're talking Regulate, G-Funk era going up against Quick is the Name. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, we do here live on Twitch. And don't forget to join us on YouTube. Like, subscribe, comment, share like you've been doing. And please keep hitting that notification bell. Fuck that algorithm. Every time we drop something, I want you guys to know about it. That's how it goes down. Icy Vamp in the building. I see you. Let's keep pushing. Again, those are the two biggest records off of these projects. So now we can go back to talking about some of the album cuts, respectfully, album fillers, if you will. I have a question to pose to the room. I have two more rounds, obviously. What happened, Hobo?
Mr. September said Regulate is cool music to go bowling to. Exactly. it's Regulate is fucking family outing music.
Why are you listening?
I gotta make a quick run to the store. Can
you guys are talking too much shit. Oh, I'll tell you right now, if Nate Dogg was alive, you wouldn't be saying that shit to his face.
To the West Coast, this is actually disrespectful, bro.
Listen, the way that man handles a golf club, if you know, you know, we wouldn't be talking about bowling. We'd be talking about that shit goes at the golf course. Listen, if you know what I know.
My man Jace once said it's technically a yacht rock tune with a rapper over the top of it. Stop playing. He said
You're not wearing boat shoes. You're not wearing boat shoes today.
You're right. You're wearing chonklas while you listen to Reggae.
Wow. You got chonklas on Warren G. This is officially bananas.
It is. But you got to get some extra. Relax.
Yeah.
Always want to be extra spicy. No reason.
I was going to ask
the room if you guys want which direction to go into at the moment. We are currently at a score of 2. Moving on to round number 4. And I have two more rounds lined up, obviously, giving us 5 rounds. Album cuts at the moment. We can still go, let's just call it, with album cuts that have a more polished kind of vibe, or we can go with AKA the street vibe. I leave it up to the room. You guys let me know which direction you want to go into. Which way do you guys want to go? I'll get left or right.
Let's bring it to the streets. Bring it to the streets.
Triple C, just bring it to the streets. Does anybody disagree?
Yeah, we need the streets because the disrespect in this episode is crazy. The disrespect is it's crazy.
That man Dreddy said if you play Regulate on the regular, you wear Crocs now. Not in sport mode either.
He said it's the fact that you wear Crocs now. It's the now.
I'm still convinced your man DJ Hobo owns a pair of Wu-Tang Crocs. The fact that he even knew about sport mode, a chick pull me. You blatantly said it right now. You know what sport mode is.
I coach high school baseball, so I know what sport mode is.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
The cab drivers bang regularly.
Yo, this is disrespectful of Nate and Warren was here. This is straight disrespectful.
I didn't think it was going to be this much disrespect.
Warren G is a legend. Let's be clear. He's a legend. Let's keep talking about it. The people in the room have decided we're going to take it to the streets. Let's do it. Let's play something of that Regulate G-Funk era, round number 4. Don't forget, every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here we do it live on Twitch. Leave your answers in the comments if you're watching us on YouTube. Let's go. Let's play a little something featuring the Twins. Let's talk about that Recognize.
The place is here, the time is right for the Twins and Warren G to rip shit tonight, right? Hold on tight to your seat, coming from the city that's low, urban life near the beach peak. So come on, come on, fall into my smooth flow. It's the trip, L-O-double-C, yo. The game is trump tight, ain't no need for you to boo me. Cause after it's over, all you hoes gon' wanna do me. It's part of the plan to get mine from the jump. G-Dub hooked it up so you know it's got a straight bump. A typical day on the east side, a lot of gangsters buck mouths and some brothers saying bean pie. But that's how it goes in the city where I was born. Families mourn, niggas slipping, never get warm. So that's why you gotta stay alert. Cause every day somebody's out there trying to put in a little work for the hood or just on a solo. Walking in Long Beach real late is a no-no. But don't let me scare you, you do what you gotta do. Respect is a must, checking niggas that try to check you. Yours, niggas, better recognize. Focus your eyes, cause my homie is high. Yours, niggas, better recognize.
Tick-tock, tickety. Man, get ready to drop that second verse right after one of them twins. I forget the name of which of the twins that was. Forgive me. We'll move on to DJ Quick's contribution. Of that Quick is the name. Let's do it with a little track that y'all should know and love. Even the title speaks volumes. Let's talk about Loped Out Hood. DJ Quick, Quick is the name.
Yeah. One day I was chilling on a Rambian Spruce. 40 in my hand and it's time to get loose. Got my Nikes on my FEMA t-shirt and black khakis. I heard a horn blowing, looked up in the jacket. Sean was chilling in the passenger seat. She jumped about the bucket, started dancing in the street. Now Sean looked fresh and it wasn't no joke. She had on a fresh khaki that was one to love. Now that was Papa Willie's came up from behind. He got off throwing up his favorite gang sign. Here come little Slug from the Maple Block. Moving on the handlebars, ready to rock. And now my pocket's getting bigger because of all these niggas. I got the 38 and I'm a about to pull the trigger. Look up at the corner and who did I see? Wayne, it's little man Panuki. The shot came rolling up on a little scooter, looking for a match so he could light the tie hooter. I told him I didn't have it, but yet I went to grab it. I lit it up, I hit it up, and now I'm dragging. Wayne took a hit, Pot took a puff. Luke is gonna choke and I'm just fucked up. The 40 ounces looking so I busted in the school. I'm never getting sweaty cause I'm just too fool. Well, the sun going down and now it's night. My posse going chillin' and we're feeling alright. We heard a lot of noise and it sounded like a rally. Booming ass sounds coming out of Sherman Valley. So we all jumped up and we started to stroll. A young nigga like the Quick was taking control. The DEA posse, so if you walk in shoes and if you wanna join, well you gotta pay your dues. We got up to the alley and everything was chill. It was just making that dollar bill. Reese came down and she sat on the stairs.
It's a dope story. Keeps going on. Let's it be known what goes on in the type of neighborhoods he grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Those
Compton streets. Let's keep it clear. We're talking, Recognize, going up against Loped Out Hood. Leave your vote in the chat room. As far as the room in here, who wants to step up first? Who do you got?
They both sound like dangerous parties to go to.
Not like you can get your boogie on, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's not like you can get your boogie on.
Yeah, but I'm rolling with Recognize.
Damn, you stay loyal, Triple C. What is it about Recognize?
I guess I like that quintessential West Coast vibe right there. That sound. Oh.
That's it. I feel you, Triple C, straight to the point. As usual. No, it's all good. I'm over here like, and cut. So who else? Who else wants to step up? You can vote. Go ahead. Who do you got? Anybody.
I'll vote Warren G. I'll vote Warren G again.
You go Warren G. Oh, snap. I feel like you didn't even. Okay. I feel like you just kind of blatantly threw an answer out there. Are you sure you're comfortable with that answer?
I'm comfortable with it, man.
Fair enough. Let's see what's going on. Who else going around the room? Man, Ike Infamous, what are you thinking, sir? You're in the zone right now. I see you in the zone.
Yeah, man. Like they like Tripp said, man, you got to watch out what kind of party you roll into with both of them joints, man. You thinking I might stay outside for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Snap. I don't know, man. Like that recognizes a vibe, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize it's a vibe, and like, it's almost like what we always, I guess, what we all kind of like default to, what has the better beat, kind of, sort of, you know what I mean? But I like Quick he was young, right? He was like 19 when this album dropped.
I don't know that for a fact, but I do believe he was a teenager. Yes,
he was a teenager, right? So like what he was doing with the sound and the production and how he mm-hmm. played everything at that age. And it's really fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I you know what? As much as I love Recognize, I think I'm going to stick to my team on this one. I think I'm going to stick DJ Quick on this one.
No doubt, Hood in the first vote.
But that Recognize gets a lot of play. Gets more play than the Regulators.
Uh-oh, this is crazy. I forgot what's going on. We still got a chance to vote in the voting booth here in the chat room. Let it be known. We got two votes in for Recognize, one vote in for Loked Out Hood. Does anybody agree with another? Who wants to start with next?
I agree with the good brother, Ike Infamous. I just feel like as I was listening to these records, these albums, and, you know, trying to get my mind in the right space, I just felt like the quick album was more of a West Coast vibe to me in the times that I've been out to LA and other parts of California. It's just, that's just kind of the vibe that I felt. And if I listened to it with that mindset, a stronger West Coast album is the Quick album for me. So I'm going with this record as well.
Okay.
It's not pop. It's not made for Susie and Becky and Kelly and all of them.
he was expanding the sounds, man. Like he took, like Whoa. Quick was taking that pop 90s shit and turning it into some loked out fucking gangster party.
I can't
party.
Wait till we show Warren G this episode to see how people look at him like he's baking cookies on this episode.
Well, it's wild. It's wild because I was thinking about that before, Scan. It's wild because I think every hip hop artist, essentially, when they make a record, wants the success that Regulate gets. Sure.
No, I get it. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we got jokes, but you know, I feel you. I understand.
Yeah.
He travels the world.
Off of that one record on a dope album. It's not that it's just a single or he's just a one hit wonder or anything like that. Like, yeah, that Regulate.
He was getting jacked. He was breaking himself. What was he supposed to do, bro?
If he had wings, he would fly.
And then they drove back and the bitches were still there. Oh, I'm sorry. The ladies were still there.
Did you smoke like that smoke?
Yeah, like every day.
I want to point out one thing before we get your man Cool Breeze's final decision. By the way, breaking again the tie that's currently going on for round number four. I do want to point out a couple of stats if I could real quick. Again, Regulate coming out in the summer of 1994, June 7th to be exact, debut studio album for him. Again, trailing off of what would have been, again, The Chronic, Doggy Style, And then you got, again, him being, again, left behind and then coming with this amazing project. Debut number 2 on the top 200. This is 1994, right? Big fucking deal, right? Number 2 on the top 200, 176,000 the first week.
Wow.
It's just, it still makes noise today, by the way.
Yeah, wow.
To this day, again, I think he needs a re-up. I think it's necessary. But as of a few years ago, again, I currently the standing is 2005, 3 times platinum. And I believe it's got to be bigger than that, according to just Spotify views alone, streams, excuse me. Singles off the project, Regulate in the spring of 94, This DJ in the summer of 94, and Do You See in the fall of 94. So you got 3 singles off there. Features include Nate Dogg, B-Tip, Ricky Harris, The Twins, Josh Skills, The Dove Shack, Lil Malik, Bo Rock, and The G-Child. And again, Warren G handled all the production on that. DJ Quick came out a few years before that, 1991, as a matter of fact, kind of early on. Debut studio project as well. Looking at a number 29 top 200 release. Not that bad, though. Got to be honest, especially at 91. But still, even being in the top 30, that's pretty cool. 50,000 first week sales. It is officially, to this day, still classified a platinum album. Again, I think it probably needs a little re-up, a little retouch. Because, again, the numbers on Tonight were crazy. And that's featured off this debut project. Singles off this album, Born and Raised in Compton, came out the winter of 91. Tonight in the summer of 91, and Quick is the Name in the spring, no, excuse me, in the fall of 91. And then you got features Second to None, AMG, and High C. If you know, you know, basically West Coast legends in their own right, and all production, again, taken care of by DJ Quick. Pretty, pretty dope layout for Do Debut Project from two guys from the same city, right? I mean, no, actually, Long Beach is its own city, correct? I don't want to
mention. Long Beach is.
It's different from Compton.
So same, let's two guys from the same state.
It's not far from each other, but it's
two different hoods. It's two different hoods.
Yeah, two different hoods.
No, for sure, definitely. And again, just giving us gems. So again, we want to talk about debut West Coast projects. We had to talk about these two guys. So Cool Breeze, you breaking down even just the fact that it's not a city. I mean, that it was a city, this, that, the other. The vote comes down to you, sir. Recognize versus loped out hood. Who do you got?
Sir, you better recognize that I'm going with Warren G on this one, man.
Listen.
You know, it is what it is.
It obviously breaks the tie that was currently going on for round number 4. Recognize versus Loped Out Hood. The win by Cool Breeze. Giving it to Recognize, giving Warren G Regulate. G-Funk Era, another score on the board, officially 3-1. As you keep in tabs of the math, you know that we basically stop here because we can't mathematically go on any further. So with that being said, we've come to the conclusion of tonight's game. Eats, Beats, and Rhymes, Who Do You Got? Again, we had 5 rounds, or planned anyway, of music to be played. And again, we've stopped at round number 4 because the math won't let us keep moving forward. We're talking Warren G, Regulate, G-Funk Era, going up against DJ Quick. Quick is the name. And when it came down to these two early 90s West Coast classics, it looks like Warren G's Regulate G-Funk Era takes the win, Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. Make some noise for Warren G. Yeah.
Come on, clap it out, Hobo.
Be sure, be clear, if it was my DJ bag, they'd both be in there. Okay, plain and simple. They're both
out. Sure, sure.
I was just about to say this was actually kind of fun. This homework I had to do this week This was actually kind of fun. It's been a while since I actually sat down and listened to both albums, and I can't remember the last time I listened to Quick's album all the way through. And I was like, yo, I way rather the Quick album over the Warren G album, even though the Warren G album, the production, the bass lines on those projects and how clean overall sounding the Warren G album is fire, man.
I agree.
You hear it. You hear the difference in the years between the two projects, in my opinion. Yeah, you can hear it. And like the Tonight record for me goes, man. You know, that record really goes. But what this really highlighted is that on the West Coast, you know, just like how out here in the East, there was things changing out there too. And these two albums, I think, really showed that tonight.
Yeah, and when Jules was just running down that this single came out in 94 for Warren G, like, he really owned 1994. Like, mm-hmm. he really was the mm-hmm. biggest artist of 1994. I'm surprised mm-hmm. he wasn't bigger going forward. You know what I mean? For whatever particular reason, because of all the success he had in 94, I didn't realize like he had that year. Like you almost feel like it was like at the end of the year, you know what I mean? 2 years, but like, nah, he had just like DMX owned. What year was that? DMX had
98. Yeah. 98.
It was 98, right? It's Warren G had 94 straight up and down.
Crazy. Again, two classics. Your man Malcolm 10 said DJ Quick is like the West Coast version of DJ Premier.
No.
The thing is, Quick has other records with Tony, and he has a lot of work behind
his range. His range is crazy.
His range, yeah. His range is different.
Yeah.
He has a lot of records.
I gotta agree with
Ike. Oh, you're on mute.
I gotta agree with Ike real quick because like I rarely get a chance to get my vote, and it's not my vote anymore. But I enjoyed my homework, like he said, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't listen to either of these albums entirely before my homework. I thoroughly think or enjoy DJ Quick's album as an entire sort of whatever. But it does sound a bit, I mean, dated in a good way. Even the level of volume, like it drops because it's not even at a mastering kind of level yet, where Warren had this like very clean, large sound.
Yeah. You hear the difference.
That's a difference than backing right there. You know?
True.
It didn't have Dre in his corner.
Quick was able to take like the fun, happy rhyme style of the 90s and really turn it into a gangster party West Coast fucking. He wasn't laughing at it. Like I said, when I heard that Quick, I can't remember what record it was, but I got the vibes of Parents Just Don't Understand from DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. But as I'm listening to the record, like there's nothing that's playtime about this, bright colors and big time about this record at all. Quick was able to take that and flip it.
And Second to None and AMG also came out of Quick's camp, if I'm not mistaken, too, which they're also well-known artists from that particular region.
Right. And why are you so quick to say nah to the DJ Premier comparison, Trip?
Who, me?
Trip.
Oh.
I guess it's just way different. Like, I don't know.
He said the West Coast version.
Nah, but somebody else could be. I'd say Dre's more of a Premier of the West Coast to me, rather than Unquick.
Nah, I would say like I can get Dre's Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like Dre's Dre, and Quick is Quick. That's the thing about it. Like Quick is Quick. Quick is he's had his own style, show that he could do all the gangster shit. And then who don't love fucking Tony? If you don't love Tony, you don't know how to party. You don't know what a good vibe is. You know what I'm saying? Like
you don't deserve to be outside.
Nah, you don't deserve to be outside at all. You know what I mean? So I guess like to say Quick is like a premiere for the East Coast. I ain't mad at it. I wouldn't.
You can say longevity wise, it definitely resonates. I think it could potentially also maybe be meant in a sense of like I feel sometimes, and I'm not the biggest West Coast listener, but I feel like sometimes I can hear a DJ Quick production. It's kind of like it's just got this
signature sound.
He has a sort of signature kind of bass that just resonates in most of the records that I hear from him. It's kind of like when I hear a West Coast beat, I don't know a Fred Drek sound. I don't know Khaled, right? DJ Khaled, not DJ Khaled.
No, Khalid. Battle Cat, Fred Drek.
I don't know Fred Drek. I don't know their signature sounds, but like I do know a sort of DJ Quick kind of sound, and it's kind of like
DJ Khaled, yeah.
Khalid, that's what I meant to say, yeah.
Yeah, DJ Khaled. Nah, Khaled is dope. Bro. He's ill.
And one of the other conversations that we're having in the chat room that's interesting, and it's a point that can be brought up. I never thought about it. So we know the West Coast owned the 90s, obviously. I always thought about it in terms of sort of just like Death Row, but they started bringing up a bunch of names. Hammer.
Hammer was no joke, man.
On Loke, Young MC.
Well, go ahead.
Underground. These are hits.
But okay, here's the thing with that, and this is just it could be a topic of going left, right? With the exception of, I think, Digital Underground, so to speak, and respectfully putting respect on everybody's name you just mentioned, those records kind of would be considered pop records, would they not be? From the Young MC to the Tone Loc, those would be considered. So, what I was thinking about, even when we were doing this, and as you said that, like those West Coast records, as big as they are, they're kind of potentially pop records, so to speak, if we're thinking about it, or excuse me, am I wrong, or am I going?
I think those are definitely shopping car records there, sir. Absolutely.
What about Domino? Did we mention Domino?
We didn't mention Domino.
Somebody did earlier in the chat. Somebody did. Mr. September, I think he said
Domino.
He said the pie was better than Regulate, which I don't disagree with, actually.
I think one of the things you got to take into consideration, that even at that time, when we're talking about some of these names that we're mentioning, I think everybody's intention was to make hip hop. And then I think everybody's intention is just to make music, right? And then it's like, you know, the world has a way of classifying, oh, you're this, you're that. But those records turned to pop. It's like pop came to them. It's like the black influence, especially at that time. It's like no different than them watching like a Little Richard back in the day, and like, how are we gonna change that to look like us? And then Vanilla Ice comes, right? But they'll still give attention to it a little bit. And those were the Hammers, the Tone Lokes, the Young MCs, again, the Digital Undergrounds. These are guys that, like I said, had huge records. We could call those records pop, but they were hip hop records. We got to give it the respect.
And you know, I was going to correct myself right now, because as you were talking, I thought about it too, and it was interesting because I go back to like the timeline in hip hop, right, which we discussed on the show before, where every region in the United States at that time had a different sound. So yeah. These records were part of the LA or West Coast sound at the time, in my opinion. So now again looking back, it's like that was kind of what they had, so to speak, and that's what they ran with, and that's what they made their music from. Because if we think of the East Coast at the time, East Coast is kind of where it started, and the level of the pen and everything was very different. You know what I mean? When we think of even the pen game, in my opinion, the pen game in the West Coast didn't really get super sharp till like the 93s, 94s, 95 going forward, in my opinion. Is when the pen game got really sharp. And you know, when we fast forward to today, every region of US in the US for the most part now, all their hip hop sounds the same. You can't tell where anything is from unless somebody's doing something really specifically out the box. But everywhere sounds like everywhere now, in my opinion.
Unless they have an accent or something like that, or they do, like right. you said, something specifically to say they're from this region. It's funny. Mm-hmm. I never really took it that their pen wasn't sharp.
Okay.
I always took it in the sense of with the weather. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They just lived a different style than us, because it was always nice outside. It's always sunny. You always outside. You feeling good. Girls are always half naked. Mm-hmm. Up here, when it gets to the wintertime, I think Nas always referenced, like, yo, it's just different in the winter in New York. And you get that grit, the cold.
But let's not walk the same thing with Detroit.
And it's the same thing with Detroit.
Let's not walk on eggshells. Let's not walk on eggshells, though. Like, let's be clear. Like, I've admitted before, like, I feel, at least let's just say I will. And I hope, especially I'll come man up. I was very biased in the 90s. Like, I thought their pen game was weak. Like, what Ike was saying, you didn't feel that way? I was like, nah. Like, I don't feel there's anybody that stands out to me at a time. And that's why when cats that did stand out to me, your Razzcazes, your Farsides, your exhibits, it's like they stood out to me for a reason of being myself in that mindset of, like, the West Coast just don't have spitters like that. They just don't got it. And I was wrong. I'll be the first to say I was wrong. But that was my mindset at the time. And another thing I kind of want to bring up is I think someone mentioned in this Philly Kid. He says that some of these were, you know, not calling them pop stars, not at all, but those were bona fide pop records made for the radio. I don't think you could say that either, just simply because we have to remember the time and place when this was going on. This is like 89 to 90s, 94, right? At least for this battle. Prior to 94, there was no formula for to get hip hop on the radio. It's right. Not like cats were like, this right. is the one that's going to get through.
Whatever was dope.
Yeah, like whether it's a club record could be the question. Whether it was, but like, you know, I mean, you definitely knew you weren't coming out with the curses for a, let's say, a radio kind of record to a certain degree, right. You know. But at the same time, there was no formula like this is the let's give them right. that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I think you know certain people had that mindset, and again, I think that was almost like genius level when you think of people like Rick Rubin, Aerosmith, Run DMC. It's kind of like that was on purpose. Like we're definitely gonna put that on fucking radio, and it was like. Yeah, that one might work. Mm-hmm. It's that Aerosmith connection, right? Like, I could see that. But, like, you couldn't say that for something like, even if something is as early as, like, fucking Tone Loc. Like, you couldn't, you couldn't, this is out of here. I'm going to eat off this the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? And my little brother going to come, he's my little brother going to come out in a few years. He's going to have two of those. It's like, whoa, like. It can't be that easy. It just can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like there was something about the 90s. And again, maybe the music, you know, music companies were in LA at that time, maybe a little heavier and just taking a chance on again, new music. That's their job. That was their responsibility at the time to take chances on new things. And just they would hit it out the park though. Like in terms of like that radio play, that platinum plaque status. We're talking about, like I said, I forgot who brought up in the chat room. All three of those guys right there, I'm like, damn. And I think of them as pop stars, but then I had to stop and say, like, it didn't come out that way. Like, we're gonna do the Pepsi.
The culture is different on both coasts. The culture is different, too.
But Hammer doing Pepsi ads and cartoons. That was a big fucking deal.
That's exactly why I say, in my opinion, that has a lot to do with the weather and just how you move and how different. You chill, bro. The culture is different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wasn't expecting somebody from the West Coast to rhyme like Nas or sound like somebody from Wu-Tang. I wanted to hear their vibe and their way. I knew what we wanted. I knew what we came from as far as hip hop, the Rockhammers and all the shit like that. But I want to hear what the South is like. I want to hear what the West Coast is like. I want to hear what the Midwest is like. So I just always took it as, all right, this is their vibe. This is who they consider to be a rapper from what they took and got inspired by.
Right.
And I just left it as that. You know what I mean?
I was too close-minded. I'm not going to lie. I was too close. Everything that you would see in the source magazines from like the early Hypnotized Mind stuff, the early stuff, not talking about when they went popular. Again, now I'm quote-unquote forced to hear the record. But like the early stuff, when it was just like, you know, like they were running those super amount of ads in the source and stuff like that, all the no limit stuff. It was just like, that's just not my sound. I don't gravitate to that. I liked being an East. And again, I didn't even really call it that either. I wasn't like, I'm an East Coaster. The term wasn't even in existence yet. It wasn't like we are East Coast. We are backpack, boom, bap. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything was getting played on the radio at that time. If there was a hip hop station, we had one, let's not forget in New York, we had one station, but you could easily hear the Bush Babies and Big. It was like, there was a time and place where they were doing that. There was a time and place in New York City where you could hear, you know, Miss Fat Booty and the Benjamins back to back. There was a time in New York City where that was happening. You feel me? And it's just like, wow. So when we talk about those early guys, I don't think that they were really like commercially trying to appeal. Maybe they were. I could be wrong. Like, I don't think Mellow Man Ace is coming out. Like, this is like, again, another West Coast guy.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to do this and I'm out of here. Like,
culture. It's like I said. Yeah, it's like I said, man, all the regions were different back then because one of the things for me growing up is that, again, I was able to, at a younger age, once you got outside the metro New York area and you started to go into like Virginia, D.C., their radio was different at the time.
Different.
So we were hearing different records. So I know for me personally, I would hear a lot more R&B when I got to the D.C., Virginia area. And then That was from my sister going to school, and then where my brother was at, even further south. When I got to those areas, I was able to hear things differently at that time, and that was one of the reasons how I was able to shape my opinion with the music. Because it was like, damn, I'm going out of town. I looked forward to radio out of town. Why? Because I know I'm going to hear something different that I wouldn't get in New York. You know what I mean? So that's how I was able to expand on. You know, for me, I was able to expand on certain things. Excuse me, when it came to the music. they changed that. So now wherever you go in the country, you're going to hear all the same music. But back then, all the hip hop was very regional and all the areas were very regional. So, you know, once you pass a certain point, you're going to hear different kind of music. And then also some of the other states, too, they mess with hip hop, but then they also didn't. Some of them were still kind of stuck on the R&B flavor. So they weren't even playing rap at some of the other places like that, too.
It's funny you say that, man. We used to, my grandmother moved to Florida. Shout out to Tampa, Florida, just north of Tampa, Florida, whatever. But she moved down there like 90, you know what I'm saying? So like 90, 91, 92, we doing road trips to Florida from New York, you know what I mean? So that radio aspect that you say brings me directly back because now I'm up in the middle of these states and we ride through the Carolinas and Georgias and shit like that. And you're hearing, you might hear one record. I remember... That was just like when the Purple Tape dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't hearing the Purple Tape all the way down there in Florida. I was hearing all different types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even when I got to Florida, they were like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? It was like, what the fuck?
But
that's what it was supposed to be. It was, you was going to different areas. How was you? What was the vibe over here? This is so when you got to the West Coast, this was the West Coast vibe. This was that vibe. I remember, it's funny, before I forget, I remember... not meeting, but running into or just saying what up from a distance to DJ Quick over, up at Sue's Rendezvous. I remember I was in there one night, the shit was packed. Next thing you know, you see a bunch of people walking through. And if you've ever been to Sue's Rendezvous, it would always look like a music video. Always look like a music video.
But Ike, more importantly, was he coming through? Was he swinging his hair? You know what I'm saying? Was
not like he had the, you know what I mean? He had the curls and shit. He's walking through and shit like that. He had his goals with him. Yo, shout out to DJ Quick. I'm like, that is motherfucking DJ. Oh shit, what up? That's DJ. Hey. Like, yo, that's DJ.
I'm not gonna front. I'd be a little like, oh, like, I'm thinking like it's a rare thing. Like DJ Quick, like what? I'm about to get me a picture with DJ Quick. Like,
I'm not expecting to see him up in Yonkers.
That sounds crazy, right?
People can get it. It's Mount Vernon. Sue's is in Mount Vernon. Be clear. Be nice. Be nice.
I'm sorry, bro. I haven't
Don't rewrite history. Don't rewrite history.
Well,
don't rewrite history.
It was.
I haven't been.
It was there, Jules.
It was what?
There no more, right?
I don't think it's there any longer.
No. Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah,
it was.
Party over.
Great time.
Can I tell you my DJ?
Your Warren G story. Tell him, Jules.
The Warren G story. I used to manage Scram Jones, and there was an interest of Warren G signing Scram Jones at one point in time. And we, and my other partner, my man Chris, shout out to Chris, Isidori, went out to the West Coast and found a hotel. This is like, you know, when you would, I think Google was still around, or Expedia or something. Like, we would just try to find whatever was closest to the studio that he was working at, which I think was like Track Studio. And we, for all my East Coast heads, we found a street similar to, let's say, like Jamaica Ave or Queens Boulevard, a very long street, and found a hotel on the same street that was where the studio was at. And we're New Yorkers, so we walked to the studio, and then we chilled with them, and they met, and they made music, and we're witnessing all this, and obviously the deal never happened, but we spent maybe like a weekend out there with him. He showed us a great time, met a bunch of people, and at the end of the first night, it's maybe like 3, 4 in the morning, one of them studio nights. He's like, so y'all getting ready to bounce? We're like, yeah, we getting ready to get out of here. He's like, okay, so like, hi, where y'all staying at? We're like, we at the blah, blah hotel, da, da, da. He's like, okay, like, how y'all getting over there? Y'all renting a car? We're like, no, we're about to walk back. And he was like, what? he was like shocked and worried, like, what? And then, yeah, it's not that far. Like, and it's the equivalent, it was the equivalent of like Jamaica Avenue, let's just say Parsons Boulevard, to like the Coliseum, maybe a little further.
That ain't that bad.
I'll take it back. Maybe a little more. Matter of fact, to VP on the Ave.
That still ain't that bad.
Still ain't that bad.
So you don't remember the hotel, dude. You don't.
Nah, but whatever street. I mean, I can find out whatever. I mean, I guess I don't know. Maybe I can
find out.
Long story short, we walked there initially. Like, we walked through three. So it's me, Isidori, and Scram Jones. These two dudes are white. I'm Mexican in the eyes of all these people, right? Whatever. I'm just casually walking down a bunch of neighborhoods. We had to cross a bunch of neighborhoods to get through, but it's like, we're New Yorkers. We don't think it's a big deal. We even got to the studio, no big deal. End of the night, he said, wait, so y'all, how'd you get over here? We walk. He's like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, you did not fucking walk over here. Like, it's the same street, like Jamaica Ave. Like, it's like, he was like, no, you did not do that. He's like, don't, no. He started looking for interns in the studio. He's like, one of you motherfuckers got to drive these guys back to the hotel. He's like, you fucking walked over here? And we're like, yeah. Like, he was like, no. Nobody walks in LA. He was like, nobody walks in LA. Yeah. He was like, you're not walking through neighborhoods. Like, no. I don't know if he was indicating that the neighborhood was sketchy. He was just like, but no, like, no, like, no, no. And you're about to walk now? Like, yeah, because we thought, again, it's like, it's kind of quiet. Like, yes, at 3 in the morning, it's even quieter. Different. Yeah, he was like, we had an intern. He had an intern straight up and down. Take us.
I tell you, he was about to get regulated.
The intern drove us back.
It looks, When I went out to LA, it looks like, oh, all right, but
yeah.
When you I make guess. That when you make that right on the block, you see the money difference. You're like, oh shit, yeah. We in the hood.
LA is 24/7 active. You just don't see it.
Yeah, you just
it's
don't,
like
you
it's
just
like
don't
Wi-Fi.
See it.
You don't see it.
My man was living over. My man was over in West Hollywood. It's just what West Hollywood. We went and he showed me the city and shit like that. Next time I go back, we doing some work over by the mall in Beverly Hills or some shit like that. Real crazy, expensive ass mall. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that shit is crazy. I went to drive back to get some bud. I don't know LA, so I'm going back by where my hotel is at or wherever. And as I'm driving, it's me and my brother. I'm like, man, these roads definitely look different and shit like that. I look up. I just happened to see Slauson. I was like, "Oh, all right, let's hurry up and get on up out of here."
That's funny. One thing I do miss about Cali, I know they got it a bunch of places now, but back in the day, I think only Cali had it at first, was a Fatburger. Man, I used to love Fatburger. Mm. I used to love going to Fatburger. Triple C said no red flags. Triple C wants to know if we can raid out. It's past his bedtime. The conclusion. See? Again, of many more West Coast games to be played here, Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. And don't forget, we're talking about the dissection coming soon. Like I said, most likely the last week of January, we're going to come up with a brand new game called The Dissection. And we are going to dissect certain albums. I'll leave it as a surprise for the night of, as far as what the first album will be dissected. Everybody in the room already knows what it is. Okay.
That was a Walmart commercial. What happened?
Somebody's queuing up a sample. Somebody's about to queue up a sample of song.
Damn, son. Again, so to stay in tune for that, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on TikTok. Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. Everywhere you look, one word. Like I said, YouTube, like, subscribe, comment. Make sure you hit us on the notification. Also, make sure we shout out a few people that have been super, super nice to us on the YouTube side of things. We had a very, very dope comment today from my man, 9instrumentals9. Yo, shout out to you, bro. Thanks so much for the words. Shout out to, like, again, everybody else that chimes in on a regular basis. Your man, Eric Uno 2.0, Gravity Academy Records. You got a bunch of people. Your man, Fresh TV. I'm just, like I said, randomly looking at a bunch of lists of people right here. My bad if I can't read your name too quickly. You got No Name or 29. Thanks for everybody that chimes in. Like I said, share these videos with your friends. I know there's a bunch of other people out there that appreciate some good conversation about hip-hop, especially hip-hop y'all know about. And again, tonight is just one of many more West Coast episodes coming down the line. Shout out DJ Hobo for pushing that envelope on us, because we needed to do that. So we will also start doing that with other different parts of the country as well. And again, maybe one day, who knows? We'll see what happens. But for now, every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, make sure you join us here on Twitch. Thank you again. We're going to raid out in a few if DJ Hobo doesn't mind. And again, join us here next week for another battle. I don't know if we've come up with next week's battle. Did we?
Poison Clan versus Group Home is the next battle.
Oh. The new Poison Clan. the new you call that shit? The United Poison Clan up against the new Group Home album.
Big it up, big it up.
Sidebar, that new group home album is no bueno.
Ooh, I heard it. I've been seeing so much conversation and talk about it online on social
media. They are who we thought they were.
I mean, listen, it doesn't matter. Respect to them, it doesn't matter because, as we mentioned before, since we were talking about, you know, all you need is one, and they have an entire project that in our global sphere of hip hop that we fuck with, like whatever you want to call it, underground, whatever you want to call it, boom bap, we love that album.
Wait a minute, Jules. I mean, let's think about that for a second. For the audacity that it is, Superstar is a classic.
That's what I mean. So is Living Proof.
Superstar is a classic.
Yeah. So is Living Proof.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So it's
yeah.
When people address it as the best, it is. I'll ask the question right now. Is Group Home, as it's been addressed in the past, the best worst hip hop album of the 90s? Let's leave it at that. Is that the case? Is that what's going on?
Voting booth for that. I need the voting booth for that one.
That's interesting. Can we have a quick discussion about that? Group? Yeah.
Is it the best hip hop worst? Is it the best worst hip hop album? Specifically, the Living Proof album because it's all Primo with one track with Guru, by the Guru, excuse me. And it's, if you've heard it before, I don't know if you've heard it, it's amazing. At the same time, lyrically, they're just not there. But the beats make up for it. And
yeah.
While the lyrics aren't there, they're still infectious to the point that you know them word for word and you talk them tough like they're fucking tough.
It just fits. It just works. It just fits. Like that. It just
Give me super
fits.
Fat dough. Give me super fat dough like Pablo Escobar.
Stupid I look forward to the cuts right after that. Fat.
You almost
like
don't want to hear
this. And
you don't want to hear any other lyrics. You almost don't want to hear any other lyrics.
Right.
Over the beat because it's so distinctive in its own, yeah. You know what I mean?
But it still has gems, and don't get me wrong, they have some lines here and they got some bars here and there. They weren't, again, if you know the story about Malachi specifically, you know, he wasn't even meant to be a rapper. So fact that, like I said, let's be clear, we're talking about DJ Premier for one. That's just one.
Right.
Two, you have an entire DJ Premier album. Yeah. So not only under the umbrella of Gangstar, we're talking about Guru as well, rest in peace. You're aligned with J-Ru the Damager. You know what I'm saying? You're aligned with the Afu Raz. You're aligned with the Big Shugs. You're aligned with people like that spit. And you're like, all right, I'm here. And then your album goes on to have a life of its own in terms of like, yo, this is, just give me the instrumental album. Whatever jokes you want to say. Like, it don't matter. That instrumental album you want to hear, you're asking for it by name. What name are you asking for it by? Yo, you got that Group Home instrumental album?
Right.
I do. Got it right here. It's like, it's our album. And they have every right to sit there with a smile on their face like, we got that.
My rhyme is fat.
I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, you sound like you never heard that expression before. It's something we've cracked jokes about for a long time. What do you think about being labeled like the best worst hip hop album?
Nah, I've definitely had that discussion about that. The same, I kind of almost feel like we've had the discussion because it's kind of the same hip hop discussion. It's kind of like known almost. Like I feel like everybody's known that, like, you know, you ain't getting nothing else lyrically, but the production on this album and the way they rhyme to the music, I feel like not in the same aspect as far as bad albums, but Slum Village, like people say, like Slum Village and Dilla is just that. Once you take the Dilla out of Slum Village, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
I feel like they proved that argument false. I feel like they proved that argument false.
Yes.
Recipes Dilla all day.
Like, yes, but you know, like, especially because Slum Village was only incorporated with Dilla, they were the only ones that have like full Dilla production and shit like that.
Right.
So that's where the reference was at. So I totally understand what you're saying, and that's why I said it feels like we've had this conversation because nothing that you said was wrong, Jules.
I didn't have my phone off for the chat room conversation during this whole Group Home thing. And I'm reading the comments right now, and it's like I wish I had the mute button when the group home do something right now, man.
Yo, but see, that's the thing. See, I don't, you see, the thing is, I don't go around saying, yo, they're horrible, this is that and the third. I just leave it as it is what it is. Like, that shit was just a perfect match. Like, you're not going to get anything like, boom, that was their pinnacle. And leave it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and to be clear too, to tie back into this evening, the album was what, 94 was the group home album, right? Was it 94? 95, 94, right?
94, 95, yeah, probably.
94, and that's 95. The thing. If we tie it into even what we talked about with Quick and Warren G tonight, the lyrics weren't everybody's bars wasn't super top notch. You know what I'm saying? But we could still appreciate the lyrics and the music for what it is. And let's be clear, everybody is not going to be a Rakim. Everyone is not a KRS-One. Everyone is not a Nas, but there's so much room for everything.
Think about how much Old Dirty Bastard was able to live. Like, right. He had singles on the radio, and people Die Hard Wu-Tang, somebody was telling me, DJ Phantom, shout out to my brother DJ Phantom.
Shout out Phantom, what up?
He was like, yo, Old Dirty Bastard is super lyrical. I was like, stop it. Stop. And that's literally how I started on the radio with that conversation there, you know what I mean, 20 years ago. But
it's the argument people have nowadays, the today version of that is when Young Thug came out, they're like, yeah, he's a genius. I'm like, what?
Exactly. So I couldn't be too mad at Young Thug, but I was like, stop it. Don't. Like, I get the vibe. It is what it is. And just leave it alone. Don't try to
lifestyles.
Because there's always technically been that. Old Dirty Bastard, he had the pick of the litter of the RZA beats. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So there was people argue, Wu-Tang, Hobo might know, that Old Dirty Bastard always had the illest beats out of everybody in the clan. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yo, some of his shits was so fire. And it was like, what is he saying over it? But that was Old Dirty Bastard. That was the vibe. The record came out fire and you left it alone. Boom. So I never shitted on Group Home or anything like that. It is what it is.
You know what? I real quick before I close too, even what you just said right now and yesterday right there, what I heard was that we had such uniqueness in hip hop at that time. And everybody was so unique that you had really great lyrics and you had different characters, and that really is what shaped the hip hop that we love so much at that particular time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
There was a lot of open landscape at that time, and you could just look at the radio tracks. I mean, what was it? The radio playlist, if you could find any on that time online, you'll see just the variety of different things. And you just think about the same thing for all the video shows, from your own TV raps to your basements to your Ralph McDaniels. Nobody sounded the same. Your Boogie Monsters, your Bushwhackers,
your
Eagles, you know what I'm saying? To the most local, like nobody sounded the same. It was different. It was fire, and it was a no-no. It was just a no-no. Yeah. Sound the same, and if you did sound the same, you better do it better.
Yeah, you better do it. It was bad. If it was bad, if you sounded like somebody else, man.
Correct.
It was horrible. Correct. You can't sound. You can't come out here and sound like anybody else.
Fighting.
We're talking about a time and place where you could on the radio. 97. I mean, granted, there was even. I don't know if this is the era. Maybe I'm wrong about this particular records, but like, you could basically like his records they bring up in the chat, for example, like Madism, Channel Live, like that was like get played on 97 daytime. Yeah. Rotation,
prime time,
prime time. And they're talking about smoking, and this was a regularly rotated record in the early 90s. And again, Artifacts, someone mentioned Artifacts, the chat room, Dreddy did again. Yeah, like,
love Artifacts.
These are records that you would have heard, you know, Wrong Side of the Tracks,
right?
At some point in time, alongside Busta Rhymes, you know, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. And it was just like there was like so many pockets available for hip hop. You could hear Black Moon at the same time during all
this. Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out Duck Down.
But right now, you're just calling out all the East Coast right now. That's what you're just calling out.
Well, I'm talking strictly from, you know, from obviously East Coast.
Are you shocked by this, Triple C?
How can I address different places that I'm not from? I'm only going to give you the New York POV.
For everyone in the chat, everyone still listening, this is why I fucking push for some different shit. There's more good music out there than just New York, respectfully.
Facts, facts. Dreddy, by the way, we have an episode of Souls of Mischief and the Far Side dropping in the next few weeks. And if you're really thirsty, we have a clip that's on the Max, put it right here. We have a clip. 93 Till Infinity versus Passing Me By. Who has the bigger classic? I dare you to answer. And I dare you to leave a comment. If you're watching at home, I dare you to leave a comment. 93 Till Infinity, the song versus Passing Me By. Far Side versus Souls of Mischief. I dare you. I dare you.
I got the jitters. Just you just asking that question again. Like, oof.
I mean, what? My low song. You know what I'm saying? I'm on West Coast. But my low song.
Well, I need my crucial. So we're doing crucial conflict versus.
I plan on
How about we? I know we just said all that about the East Coast, but I just want to see Jules. I just want to see Jules come out of his skin. How about we do like a Tikal 2000 versus 421.
It's fine. I have it in my contract. Executive producer Triple C already signed off, and I have 2 sick days this year. I'm just I'm allowed 2 sick days.
The disrespect.
Luckily for you, DJ Hobo would probably step in, and he's a huge.
Yo, listen. Do me a favor. Do me a favor, because there was a point in time during the week, the 421 came up in the rotation when I was in my phone. I want you to play the intro to 421. It talks specifically to you.
I might just listen to it. A, because you asked me to, and B, because you mentioned it's an intro, and it's probably pretty short, so it won't take that much time. So I'll do that. I don't hate meth, Cool Freeze. I don't think to Cal the album. Not the man, not his career, not his rhymes. I feel Tikal, the debut project, is not as many people make it to seem out to be. Like, it's up there. Like, I remember somebody, I can't remember, because, you know, I'd be on that, you know, off-screen stuff. Someone said they liked it better than Jizz's debut project. And I was like, I mean, again, that's his second album, Liquid Swords. Because if you know, you know. But I was taken back by that statement. Didn't know that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I can't wait for us to do this episode. We need to do it live in person so we can see chairs turn over and all kinds of stuff happen. Because it's going to be crazy.
I'm not the alone.
First studio EBR.
I am not alone. I promise you, I am not alone. You can go and do your Googles, type in this. This is a conversation that's been going on for years, decades, if I'm not mistaken. Decades, people have been saying about, like, yo, put Tikal. Or take Tikal off the fucking pedestal. Like, it's not what you got, what you guys claim it is. Relax.
It's dollar store worthy, is what you're saying.
Will you say dollar strawberry worthy?
Dollar store worthy.
Oh, dollar store.
Oh,
wow. I thought you said Daryl Strawberry. I was like, it's not that base. But it has classics, and again, I've already seen the bigger classics are all remixes or re-edits of songs that are on the album. So if you were to listen to the album, you're not getting what you think you might get. That's all I'm saying.
Incorrect.
Hobo is going to be mad when we do this episode.
It's going to be a long time from now. Like, we will be doing the dissection first. So that's what it is. But Hobo, whenever you're ready to rate us out, sir, you let me know. And we will do this again next week. We'll see you again. Thank you so much for joining us. Shout out to Dreddy, Malcontent. We're all the time. Thank you so much. Who else was in here that I forgot? Who else did I forget, guys?
Jay Swan,
Icy Bam, Mr. September, of course.
And now everybody that joins us on a regular basis too, like you said, like the Icy Bam,
Dreddy, of course.
Yeah, I felt like there was another name. I felt like there was another name I saw that I don't see regularly.
It was a few.
Oh, Philly the Kid. Shout out to Philly the Kid.
Shout out to Philly. What up?
Poison Clan had joints, Malcolm. Mrs. September, don't get it twisted. Poison Clan had joints. I'm playing. I don't know.
Dance all night and pick it up.
Be talkative. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody. Again, Eats, Beats, and Rhymes. One word. Find us out there.
Dreddy said I'm hating y'all till next Monday.
Well, Dreddy, where's Dreddy from? Does anybody know where Dreddy's from? Where you from, Dreddy?
I believe Fall Rock, right? I think Fall Rock.
No, Dreddy's not from Queens.
No, I thought Dreddy's from the Midwest, I think. I don't know.
He gives me Portland vibes.
He's from the Bahamas.
Nah, he definitely not.
I feel like he might have a dread under his hat.
Dreddy, where you from?
Yeah, where's Dreddy?
Nah, he might have dipped.
Oh, so why are you trying to look
at questions? Too much information.
You know my government.
Y'all see that meme? Y'all see that meme? Should that be dying? So much information.
Right now.
Peace, everybody. See you guys next week.